Hello and welcome back to the Obsessed Podcast. It is the eighth day of Christmas. And on the eighth day of Christmas, the Obsessed Podcast is going to give to you our top five Mariah Carey Christmas ensembles. So we're going to go through and we're going to give our top five. We're each going to give it. So that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do.
Simple as that. Okay. So Gia, we'll start with you because you recently went to the Christmas show.
Okay. So my fifth one in the ranking is going to be, it's like this coat that she wore in 2018 and she had long hair. And it was like a red coat over a red dress, but it had like gold embroidery on it. Okay. And it was like, it had these like giant like cuffs and it was gorgeous.
I forget which one you mean.
Yeah. I think you were at that show.
I was at that show. Yeah. I think she wore that. Actually, I don't know the segment in like in its entirety, but I know that she wore it for like We Belong Together and some of the like regular songs and The Distance as well. Like that had just come out. Like it wasn't quite the Marilyn Monroe dress, but the dress I think on its own was really not giving too much. So with the coat, it really added a lot. So I get that. She must have been baking on stage, but it was a nice outfit. But from a live perspective, like in the audience, you didn't really get to see the detail unless you were like at the front.
Well, I thought it was stunning and her hair was gorgeous and the coat is just so long. And I think it has a train. I don't know. It was from so long ago, but I know she sang "O Holy Night" in it, I think. So it was, yeah. I didn't go to that show, but I remember being like, oh my gosh, like I need to go to the show. There's also, I think that's the show she had the Eskimo that almost, yes. Oh my God, no, I need to stop. Oh my God, let me shut up.
Okay, well, my number five is the gold. It's kind of like a golden cream. I want to say paneled, but it's not really paneled, but the way that the it's basically a cream backdrop or a white backdrop of a dress. I think with the gold, it looks like it's cream. There's loads of like stripes of gold and they go in different directions, but there's like chunks of the stripes that go in different directions, if that makes sense. So it almost feels like there's panels, but there isn't really. So they really accentuate her body. I have a candle holder that looks almost the same, but instead of the white, it's glass, it's see-through, and then all the lines are in different directions. It reminds me of that so much. And it looks so good on her because you see all of the shapes of her body. And this is like 2017, 2018, and it looks so, it's very fitted, long kind of gown. I think there's a slit. I don't know where the slit was, but that's up to her where she has a slit. But like, it was such a beautiful, beautiful dress. It was almost like she was a Christmas cracker. You know the things you pour, like,
I don't think I know which dress you're talking about. Okay, wait, what year is it from?
2017 or 2018. It's the one that looks like, I said this.
That's so long ago. That's so hard for me to remember. Was it when she used to wear like only three dresses only?
Pretty much. Like the costume changes, but not so often.
Oh, with the stripes?
With the stripes.
I know what you're talking about. That one is really pretty. Oh, I didn't even remember that one. Okay, yeah, that is a gorgeous one. Okay, I remember seeing this photo. I'm going to be honest. I've always seen this photo and been like, I love Mariah in that outfit, but I don't remember her ever being in that outfit. And why are her eyes so watery?
I put cream underneath. I'm crying. I put like a cooling gel underneath. Last week it was the gloves. This week it's the eye cream.
Oh my gosh.
But no, the thing is with this dress, like it is a forgettable dress. And I think in a way that's why it sticks in my mind. It's kind of like a bit of an underdog dress for me because it's kind of like, it's so nice, but it's so modest. It kind of does remind me of when you go to these supermarkets and you get their like top of the range Christmas crackers, like, you know, the thing you pull and you get the shitty gift inside and there's always a joke.
Girl, what?
Do you have Christmas crackers in the US?
I don't know, boo. I don't. Christmas
oh my
crackers.
God. Let me wait.
Oh
wait.
My fucking God. This is too much for me. Let's get into the next outfit because I cannot.
Okay, we can move on. Anyway, I like the dress because it's kind of modest. It does deliver something that's a little bit reminiscent of Christmas. But yeah, it's easily forgettable. But I quite like that about it because you can focus more on the music. But anyway, let's move on.
But I know, I like back in the day, she used to only have three simple dresses, pretty much. Yeah. But I really like the fun, festive dresses that we get now.
Okay.
But like I said, I love that dress and her hair looks so good in that photo, but I've always seen that photo and like not remembered when that was from. Like I knew like the era, but I just don't remember seeing that YouTube show or, you know, whatever it was, the filmed moment. I never saw. So
okay, well, let's move on to our number four. What's your number four?
My number four is like a tie between the angel wings and the big skirt.
God, I'd forgotten.
And yeah, so it's a tie between the angel wings with the big skirt and the Apple TV Plus big skirt for Joy to the World.
She did this at one of the shows here in London. Oh
my. She's done it a few times.
I'd completely forgotten about this. Yeah, that's pretty extravagant. But it's a little over the top for me, but I get where you're coming from. Because I can't remember. I feel like this is like early on in the show, like Hark the Herald Angels Sing moment.
Yeah, but it's a tie with the Apple TV Plus one. Yeah. And it's just so big. And also the Apple TV Plus one, that skirt comes off and then it's like a mermaid dress underneath. And I think that it's always been like that. Like, no matter what dress she has on with the big poofy skirt, it always comes off and reveals something underneath it later. And it's a tighter dress under it.
Yeah, like it's almost a completely different dress, but it's not really. Yeah.
Yeah. So I love those type of moments.
I think the Apple TV special version is better than the one with the wing.
Well, it's bigger and it's like for TV and it's huge. Like, and it's just so, it's so big. Like, yeah, it is gorgeous.
Okay.
But the wings are so extra, you know.
Too extra.
It is a little extra. Okay, well, what's your number four?
I feel bad. My number four is slinky little white dress with the slit with the Eskimo hood.
That's my number three.
Oh, well, we can talk about it collectively then. It transitions. It kind of plays into what you were just saying about it's really festive, it's on point, and it's like, it's still a little extravagant moment because even with
that's extra. That the Eskimo hood is extra.
Yeah. I mean, it plays into Christmas, but on stage, come on.
But wait, I heard that the word Eskimo is bad and we shouldn't say that anymore. So I don't know what type of word to use for it, but like the big fluffy hood with the, I think there were two little danglies off of it. Yeah, but I don't know. I just heard that it was a bad word, derogatory.
Okay, well, fluffy hood and fluffy bubble bits.
Yeah.
So I think it's a beautiful moment. It looks so snug and wintry. But obviously, she's on a stage and the rest of her body's exposed. So it's kind of cute. It is kind of cute. I like it. I don't know. I'm kind of like this person that's in between theory and reality and obviously like delusion and creativity. So when I see something like this, I'm just a bit like, okay, but she'd be cold if she was outside. But then on stage, it's like she'd be boiling if she was wearing a coat. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, okay, it's stuck between two places. And I don't know, it could be used as like a cape moment, as an entrance to get it off quick. And here I am. But I like it. I really do like it. I'm sorry it ranks so low, but like I had to
include. I mean, this is our top five though.
Yeah, like it does rank high really in reality. And I had to include it because it really is beautiful.
And it didn't mess up her hair, I don't think. Or maybe she did have the glam squad
right
come
after. I saw this live and they took it off and somebody came in. She had a little bit of like, it wasn't even that much. So there's like a little bit of extra hairs that were like astray because she took the hood off. It was quickly dealt with. And she made a few jokes about it being a mess and stuff, but it really wasn't that much of a mess. That was also your number three. So
that was my number three as well. So it's your turn for your number three.
Yeah, so my number three, it's a tie, but it's not really because I feel like I know which side I am like steering towards. And that's either the black dress from, like, I don't know, 2019 or whatever year it was, with the red stained glass window moment over
the top. Mirror.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or the new red dress, the short glittery one. And I feel like I'm steering more towards the one today.
Yes. Oh my god, that's my number fucking four, bitch, is the fucking the short red dress from this year. And I'm gonna give Mariah, this is my apology to Mariah right now, a red dress was gonna go on this list, and it had to be this year's, but I almost put on last year's long red dress with the train. I almost put on that simple red dress from the Apple TV Plus special cover just because I love that photo. But no, this year's red dress. But I don't want to interrupt you. This is your turn, so go.
No, it's fine. Like, I feel like I'm staring more towards...
But you keep taking my things.
I feel like I'm more steering towards the new red dress one because it's updated and it's now. It's more real time. But also because it just is spectacular. Like, between the dress I mentioned and the dress we get now, like, there's so many red dresses that happened, and I just feel like very grateful for the one we've got this year. So you go.
Okay, so sorry, I'm so all over the place today. Yeah, so I put the short red dress on this year for my number four, or I put the short red dress from this year as my number four because it's just perfect. Like, even the silver version of it, it's like she literally heard our, like, the silver dress is perfect, but, like, the bottom of it needs to be fixed. And then she turned that into the red dress, and it's amazing. And the little details of the snowflake crystals on it, it's just everything. So... I bet I know what your number one is, like your top pick.
So
my number two
would be the kind of Jesus element moment from this year with the crown, the white dress, and the little gold sheer cape moment that just drapes off her shoulders and hangs down. Iconic for the moment in the tour, but it's also an iconic moment of an outfit that hasn't been pulled out yet. It just gives so much. It's so subtle. It's so...
Wait, what Jesus outfit?
With the crown.
One from this year?
Yeah, from this year.
Oh,
with the crown.
Yes. The it's giving Virgin Mary, kind of.
Yeah, and I just feel like it's not been done yet. And it's kind of like, why hasn't it been done yet? It's one of those ones. It's just like, how has this not been done yet? But here we are. And I just feel it's like, almost, it is iconic, this outfit. It's just like, of course. Yeah, it made me gasp. And I was just like, and I just thought, this is a great outfit, actually. And it comes at a nice time during the show. So, and you've seen it in person. So how do you feel about this?
I thought that outfit is really pretty. I love the crown. I think what I meant when I said Monroe's outfit was a mess was I wish that Monroe actually had, like, her little mini version of it when they sang their song together. Because wouldn't that be so cute if they had, like, matching? Because, you know, they used to do that all the time. Like, Ro used to be dressed up just like Mariah, and Rock would be dressed up just like Nick. And I think that would have been cute if they would have had Monroe in her little thing like that. And I know they gave her a tiara, and it was giving off the same vibe, but it would have been cute to have it be, like, very similar. And I do love it. I really do love the outfit. So,
yeah. Out of all the, when you really, like, narrow it down to, like, what could be, like, a really, like, iconic moment, I think it definitely has to be up there.
My number one is all the Nutcracker outfits, like, put together and just, like, thrown up all over the place, because I just can't decide which one, and I love all of them. So it's the Nutcracker.
You know what mine is?
What?
The same. But excluded 2019.
Girl, 2018's is way worse than 2019's. I don't know what your issue is. And even so, I put in that one too into the mix because they're all good. They're all good. So whatever. You're a mess.
Really?
But we need to give some honorable mentions because the Butterfly Fairy Queen white gown that she came down on the snowflake last year was gorgeous. That tight red ensemble she had last year was gorgeous. All of the live performance outfits, like the one I mentioned from James Corden for Christmas Time Is in the Air Again and all of that. Like, there's so many honorable mentions. There's so many good Christmas outfits.
Definitely. And there's probably so many that we probably not could, and we would probably look back and be like, oh my God, that was a good one. That was a good one. But I feel like she really started off with like just gown, and they really built up into like gowns, but with added things to make that gown a costume. So now there's so much more to like factor in, not just because of time, but also because of like what she's added to it and how she's changed things up and made it different. Like, there's so much more to take on board.
And the outfits, they really do just keep getting better. Like,
well, yeah, that's pretty much the premise. Yeah, 100%. And there's so much like attention to detail now.
Yeah. And it really is like, okay, we're taking the Queen of Christmas thing like actually seriously, you know? Like, before, the Christmas shows were really done well, and they weren't bad at all. Like, from what I've seen, you know, I didn't go to a Christmas show till she was like the Queen of Christmas or whatever, but I always would watch the shows on YouTube and I'd be obsessed with them still, and I thought they were amazing. But even from what you've seen on just the videos, the quality keeps going up and it keeps getting better. And she keeps getting up and she keeps pushing and she keeps on, what is that? The interview, or not interview, the billboard. She keeps on pushing.
Oh, yeah. She did the best that she could with what she got.
She keeps getting up and keeps going forward and keeps doing this, and it keeps getting better. So
exactly.
Well, I guess that was day eight.
Yes, that was day eight. Thank you, Lambs, for enjoying our eighth day of Mariamas. Join us tomorrow for day nine. It's getting closer, Lambs. Here we go. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.